I got a nose job, babe, and I could breathe. This is day 4, and the procedure went great.
Yay to your new nose.
Yeah, you like it?
I love it.
You want to?
Whoa.
We'll bleep that.
I'm Lizzie Correa, and this is Freddie Correa. Welcome to TFTR, a brand new episode, and we are so excited you are here today.
I tell you what, right now I just got done talking, and I realized I'm getting through my sentences. And it's hard to breathe. For the people that don't know, I just went through a little procedure called what's it called?
You got a new nose.
I got a nose job.
Yes.
I got a nose job. Sinusplasty something. And I've struggled with breathing for a long time. And you found me a really cool place, a doctor that they treat. What is that? Ears and nose type of doctor?
ENT stands for ears, nose, and throat.
Oh, I thought you kept saying EMT. ENT. Okay. So I ended up going there. You set up an appointment because I'm always struggling breathing. And right now I sound a little stuffy still. I'm on day 4 after the procedure. But I had this procedure done. It's called sinusplasty. Let me look it up because I got to find it.
This is the photo of the x-ray that they did on you.
And yes.
For those who have experienced what having a deviated septum is. Mm-hmm. You're probably familiar with this.
Yeah, so this image is called balloon sinusplasty.
That's the procedure you had to fix your deviated septum.
Yes. So this is an x-ray of my fat face. Look how fat my face is. Look at this. This is all fat. This is all skin. This is the bone. Look how fat. These are all giant cheeks.
I think that's good.
I'm like a guinea pig. I'm just storing nuts. I just mixed different rodents. Who stores the nuts? Is it the chipmunks?
Squirrels,
yeah. I got a bunch of nuts.
So which side of the nose is your deviated septum?
So this is the section. So this is the sinus and the pathways. I don't know the full expression of what this is all called, but this is the storage area for the sinuses. You see these little pockets?
Yeah.
And really, the way this is me right here. Look how thin these little pipes are.
Yeah, it's, you could clearly tell the difference of the two. One side of the lines is thin, and mm-hmm. the other one is thicker.
So this right now is like a mirror image of me, but this is really my right side. This is really my left side. So my left side, I've always struggled more. I'm still a little stuffy, but I always breathe better on my right side. However, I've always noticed I always get stuffy right after I eat. Or mostly when I eat, I always get stuffy and I have to go and run, grab Afrin. And then Afrin relieves it. And after doing it for so long, after so many years, I started doing it way too much. And I was like, you always hear people getting addicted to Afrin. And you hear that word and you're like, oh, it's a bad thing. So I looked it up and it said that if you keep using Afrin, it's only going to make it worse, honestly, because you're just relying on these chemicals. It's a steroid that's causing your muscles or the tissue around the cartilage to contract. Then it opens up the pathways. So my problem is that they were always like this. That day I showed up to the doctor for this picture, they told me, you know, don't use Afrin or anything. We want to see how it is for what it is. And this is it. My right side is way better, but it's still not good. This is still not good. A lot of people walk around like this on both sides and they think they're okay and they have no idea. And a good way to test, if you pick up your skin, if you lift up your skin, and if you could breathe better, if you pick up your skin from here, that means you have a deviated septum. Most people do. No, on the top. Right on top of your nose bridge.
I can't mess with my makeup.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's going to smear it off.
Yeah. Yeah. I worked on this nose contour for too long. Yeah.
It looks great. And that's what happens when you do that. So I want to skip a couple pictures before I show you. This is what it should look like.
Whoa, I saw a little red. I didn't want to see.
Yeah, this is the way it should be. You know, there's a healthy one. That's not a healthy one. You could see it looks thick, but if you see the inside, the dark red, that's the actual pathway. Look how thin that is compared to the whole tube, the whole pathway for mm-hmm. the sinus. And you get sinus on top too. So you got two storage areas.
That's where you get headaches.
Yeah.
Because look, it goes all the way up here.
Yep. It's right on both sides of your third eye, wherever your third eye is, right here or wherever, your pineal gland or what, you know.
So the day when you got your procedure, It was really fast, right?
Yeah, it was. That's a great point. It was really fast. I went in there. They gave me 2 muscle relaxers before, right before the procedure. And then they also put anesthesia inside. I didn't feel pain. It was fast, less than 10 minutes, actually. I mean, the doctor walked in, and he went in up my nose with the little... He goes in with the little tube with the camera, and at the end of it, there's a little balloon like this. And this little tube right here, they expand it. And when it expands, this is all cartilage, sensitive tissue area. Right when he was getting ready to expand it, I felt them. It feels like discomfort, you know, like when they're working on your teeth. It feels discomfort, but there was no pain. And then he's like, you're gonna hear a few cracks, but it's okay. And I'm like, oh, like, oh no. And then he went, and it went, little cracks. And I would say it was very satisfying, not painful at all. If you're into popping your knuckles, that satisfaction of popping it, or like when you pop your neck, it felt like that. He went, and I'm like, whoa. I still couldn't breathe. He has shit up my nose, but it was cool.
Because so, they numbed you.
Yeah.
They numbed the area.
Yeah. So yes. For people listening that are considering, or they don't even have a clue that they have this, they might have this.
You can get it checked out and get an x-ray done.
Yeah. If anything, that's to encourage you. It's very satisfying. It doesn't hurt. Here's the part that sucks. Afterwards, you know, because you take another pill afterwards, you end up knocking out. You have to have your nose clogged up pretty much. You can't just breathe through your nose. And I couldn't do it for a few days. So this is me right before the procedure. And at this point, those muscle relaxers were kicked in. I posted this on Facebook, and I didn't know.
Hours later. You had woken up from your, you know, nap. And you're like, what? I posted this? I thought you posted it. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And I just found it hilarious that you didn't remember.
Yeah, it was one of those things, like almost like a blackout, because I had people inboxing me and texting me and saying, are you okay? Hopefully everything goes well. People left a bunch of comments on the picture. And I forgot. I had no idea. I posted this and I said, I'm getting a nose job. And of course, people said some funny things. This is me right after the procedure right here. You were my caretaker right here. You're my caretaker. Taker, I can't say.
I will always be your caretaker. Take care of you. You always take care of me when we get sick. So I was glad to take care of you. It was up and down the recovery for you, because there was moments where you would feel that you would recovery, but then you would go back. But finally, like you said, you're on day 4, and you are finally seeing light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
But it is a little tough, I would say, 4 to 8 hours after breathing, because you have to really just breathe through your mouth.
Yeah.
There's no breathing through the nose.
Yeah. It's like the final boss in a video game. It's like, I went there because I can't breathe. That's the reason I went there.
And now you can't breathe.
And now I can't breathe again. I'm like, it's like, salí de Guatemala para entrar a Guatepeor.
Yeah, what did I do?
Yeah, because at least I could breathe a little bit through my nose. Now it's like zero. I got my nose. And then I had to change these out every couple hours because they would get really bloody. And I just had to keep covering it up. And thank God I didn't get a lot of blood down the throat, like when you get a bad bloody nose. But this was a different type of bloody nose, because it wasn't coming from like the inside of the nostrils. It was coming from inside where all the tissues, you know, all this area.
On here, like all the way in the canal, maybe, because that's where they were blowing up your cartilage.
And by expanding it, it doesn't contract. It's going to stay that way. So after that, the next thing you got to do is you got to do a cleaning procedure. I had to buy this little bottle. And it's something they recommend for you to have, is this little, like a neti potty type of thing. This little bottle, and then you put a little solution in there, and you blow it on one side, and the stuff that comes out is pretty nasty, babe. It's bad. And if you're into seeing those kind of things, it's very satisfying at the same time. So I did that, and it was tough. Like, even right there, my nose is not as swollen anymore.
Oh, look at your face.
Yeah, man. This is day 1. Look, that's me putting in the cotton up there. I just cleaned my nose.
What was the pain after? Like right here, what was your pain level?
Good question. It feels sore. No, not too much pain. I did like only two Tylenol, so it's not that painful.
Like if you got punched?
Inside, yeah. If I got punched inside of my nose, some if that makes any sense, like the pipes.
So it was sore inside?
Inside. Everything out here, no pain. Mm-hmm. I haven't had any pain right here.
Wow.
You know? And it's all been internal. Almost like a, I would describe almost like a headache, but soreness, but like here. Mm. It's a discomfort. It's not so much pain.
Especially sleeping.
Oh, babe. So this night, I stood up recording this video. I couldn't sleep. And I'm like, I got to clean my nose. I got to clean the sinuses. And I didn't sleep all night. They give you these pills, and one of them says it starts with meth. So I'm like, what the fuck? Am I on meth now? I couldn't sleep. I took a little bit of ZQL, and it wouldn't let me sleep.
What are you doing here? You put your finger 1, 2, 3.
Day two. Oh, so this is. Oh, I think I was doing some prepping. Day one, day two for pictures.
Oh, got it.
Sorry, my mouth got dry because now I'm breathing through my mouth only.
Well, you had to because how can you breathe? That's the only way to breathe.
The anxiety attacks. I got a few of them, and you helped me a lot. And it's all in the head. Honestly, I'm getting the same exact oxygen through my mouth. It's just that in my head, I want to breathe through my nose so bad.
Because you're used to it, especially with the sleeping. You had to be elevated, especially when you came back from the procedure.
Yeah.
You want to rest, but you have to be elevated.
Yeah.
But naturally, you're not used to sleeping on your back.
No.
So I had to wake you up a few times, like, babe, be sure you're elevated.
I had to learn on my back. I've hated it. It's not fun. You could do it now, though. You could do sleeping on your back, huh?
Yeah.
It's tough, baby. And just to finish it off, babe, day four.
Oh, my God.
Babe.
We're going to blur this out.
Yeah, we'll blur it out. It won't even show it. I won't show it on the camera. But to wrap this up, babe, today is day four. I feel better. We've been wanting a podcast all weekend. We spent New Year's with the kids here. It was fun. It was a blast. We played Uno. I finally beat you. I could finally breathe. It's a great year so far. I beat you at Uno. I never beat you at Uno.
You are the champion for now.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you're able to breathe. I'm glad that you did it because that's scary to even go to the doctor. So yeah, the fact that you are here now.
Yeah.
Kudos to you. I give kudos to a lot of people. So we're going to wrap it up and give it kudos to you, baby.
Thank you.
And kudos to everyone who makes health their priority, because that is a focus of mine this year is health. And that comes in many forms, whether it be sleeping more, meditating, exercising, journaling. I mean, it comes in a big package of taking care of myself. You started taking care of yourself the last year and you could tell yourself, oh, I had to, for, you know, whatever, but you did it. You took initiative, you took action. And I'm speaking to myself too. Go to your primary doctor every year. You don't like it. It is what it is. Get it done at least once a year, guys. Stop health putting, is priority.
Stop putting stuff off.
Yes.
Stop putting stuff off.
Yes, I will.
Let's not put stuff off anymore. Tell people where they could find the next video.
Stop putting it off and watch latest episode here. Or watch another episode here. Bye, guys.